Hi, this is Gary Kay, and we are here live at ISE 2016. This is my Daily Rants Raves, and we're podcasting live from the Kramer booth. I'm joined again by Joel Rollins. Hey, Joel.
Hey, Gary. How's it going?
Doing well. We are halfway through day three, and we have a tradition of each day, twice a day, once midday, once end of day, us doing a podcast and picking our favorite products that we've seen so far during the day. What is the...
And I really have one, too.
Okay, good. Tell us what
it is. It isn't a product. It's a service. And I'm gonna tout them for the third year in a row. I was just at the Lang AG booth. And boy, do I like the Lang guys. They have a 8K by 4K LED wall made in 54-inch boxes. And it is got to be the best 743-inch diagonal Super HD I've ever seen.
It's huge. I don't know. I'd say it's 30, 35 feet wide, maybe. I don't know. How big is it?
It is 732-inch diagonal, and it's 16 by 9.
So you can calculate it. 732 inches diagonal, 16 by 9. It is 4K resolution or 8K? I believe it's 8K.
Take a look at the video that Annabelle and I just posted of it. It is amazing.
Isn't it 8K resolution?
It's 8K by 4K, yeah.
Yeah, that's just staggering. To even find a way to get content on that wall.
Right. In order to drive it, I mean, they drived it from digitized film with four separate inputs in order to make the wall work, and it is synchronized perfectly. And, I mean, you can walk right up to this wall,
yeah,
which has to be 14 feet high, and I mean, literally press your nose against it, and you can't tell where they separate. I mean,
yeah,
it is not just the product. It is an extreme quality setup. And one of the things I was saying in the podcast or the video that we did out of their booth is people in North America don't understand value-added distributor as it applies to Europe, because these people here take the place of the manufacturer a lot.
Right. Yeah, in fact, in this case, I mean, Lang is famous for doing not only incredible booths at ISE, but they do really high end projects.
Yeah, absolutely. So what was yours?
Mine is Shure has a ceiling tile microphone array. So you basically replace the ceiling tile with a microphone array, and there are some others out there that have had something like this, but theirs is amazing. It's just quality wise. It's the best I've seen so far. Design-wise, it doesn't look like a traditional ceiling tile. It sort of adds an accent to the ceiling. Of course, you can make it look like a ceiling tile if you want. But these small huddle rooms, conference rooms, small meeting rooms, there's audio. Everyone's coming out with collaboration products. Nobody's thinking about the audio. And so mine is the Shure ceiling tile microphone array.
Is it a beamforming array?
I'm sure it must be, because when you walk around, you can't tell where you are in the room.
Right,
so
yeah.
It must be beamforming. I don't recall all the specifications. I will tell you that Biamp also has a product, and the name of it escapes me now, that they launched here at the show. It's like, I want to say DVR or something, where they have a microphone array that you sit on the table and you can walk around the room and it picks you up anywhere. The audio technology that they're coming up with digital now is just amazing.
Yeah, it really is. Now, I saw a ceiling tile beamforming microphone array at Sennheiser that mm-hmm. I really liked, that I can't wait to listen to. Back home, I've been doing a lot of installation of ceiling beamforming arrays from Clear One especially, mm-hmm. but also from Polycom. And they have changed the way conference rooms are mic'd. They really have. I mean, and it's unbelievable. We just did a boardroom where you can walk to a corner and talk into the corner, and it sounds like you're at the table.
It's like I said, the way they can manipulate audio signals digitally now is amazing. And so anyway, those are my top. Those are Joel's top. We'll be back at the end of the day to tell you what our top products were for the second half of Thursday here at ISE 2016, the world's largest AV show. And I do have one little scoop for us, Joel. Check this out. I ran into Dave Labuscus on the way over here when we were getting ready to podcast, and he said, "Hey, I got a scoop for you, Gary." And I said, "What's that?" And he goes, "We're going to break 65,000 in attendance for sure, because we've already done it."
All right.
So that means we have the scoop for the record attendance. It's going to be over 65,000, maybe 68. We'll see. We'll talk to you later this
68
afternoon.
68 would hit the number that Jason was looking for.
There you go. We'll talk to you this afternoon. We'll see. We'll see if we can get some more inside information.
If my new sneakers hold out that long.
This is Gary Kay. Thanks for listening.
And Joel Rollins. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back.